Hey friends, thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. This is your girl, Kristen Denise, also known as KD, and I am so grateful that you are joining us on our self-care journey. I want to ask you to remember to make sure that you subscribe so that you're always aware of a new conversation that drops, that you rate us because we want to know how we're doing. Give us 5 stars. And that you leave a review so that other people can know what we're talking about and know why they should join in on the conversation. Thank you so much for your help. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hey friends, it's your girl, Kristen Denise, also known as KD, here with another episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. This week, we are going to delve into part 2 of our year-end review so that we can prepare ourselves to move forward into 2023 in the way that makes the most sense for us, in the way that we can accomplish our goals and maintain our sanity, because both things are necessary. So, last week was about reflecting and reviewing and looking over the past year and seeing what your accomplishments were and seeing the goals that you were able to achieve and the ones that you took off your list and the things that you added to your list that you didn't even realize would be goals, but they ended up being goals by the end of the year. All of which hopefully you did, and you were able to reflect on what worked, what didn't, know maybe some strategies you want to employ in the future to get you to where you want to be, because that's important. So now that we have reviewed and reflected, we need to plan and strategize. So this week is all about looking forward into 2023, considering the things you want to accomplish, planning on when you want to work on the different goals that you have, and making sure you set yourself up for as many wins as possible in the new year without stressing yourself out in the process, right? So the first thing you want to do is look at, you know, your list again from last week. What were the goals that you were not able to accomplish? And are they still going to be goals for 2023? So that's the first thing to do. Are you carrying over any goals from 2022 into 2023? If so, put them at the top of your goals list, right? These are things you want to work on, start processing through, and just making way for at the beginning of the year, probably, unless it's something that, say, what if your goal was to do a particular half marathon or marathon and it only happens at the end of the year? Then obviously you don't put that at the top of your list of things to do, because you can't really get to it, even begin working on it, to maybe second or third quarter 2023. But in general, I tell people to try not to have more than 5 to 6 really big goals, and that's kind of pushing it. I think 4 is a really good number, but if you want to stretch, 5 to 6 really big goals that you want to accomplish during the year, and maybe another few small goals, right? Another 5 to 6 smaller goals, which leaves you with up to 12 goals for the year, which is a lot, but can be done based on what it takes to accomplish each goal. So when you're looking at your big goals, again, the first thing you want to do is see what you didn't accomplish in 2022 that you want to carry over to 2023. Then you want to think about the 2023 you want to have. You want to visualize it. You want to talk about what you want to feel, what you want to experience. And you want to create some goals around that. And also, make sure all your goals aren't in one area. Don't have a bunch of career goals and then leave your family to the wayside. Don't have a bunch of you know, maybe academic goals and then nothing to maintain your significant relationships. Don't go all out for family and career, then leave your health behind. Try to break your goals up, right? Try to have some kind of family goal, because family relationships are super significant and important. So put some kind of goal around family and friends and the relationships you want to maintain, the community that you want to have for yourself. Make a financial goal. Is there a savings amount you want to get to, an investing amount you want to get to? An amount you want to make through your business or your consulting or whatever. Is there a financial goal that you want to strive for in 2023? Have a professional goal of some sort that can be career or academic, because I think both of those are professional pursuits. And so what kind of academic goal or professional goal do you have? I keep saying academic because I'm in school, so all my goals for professional pursuits typically revolve around academia at this point. So what are my professional goals. What's something I want to see myself accomplish? Is there a, and we'll say professional educational goals, because there could be a course you want to take, a certification you want to get, a new skill you want to learn, anything along those lines definitely counts. And so what's a goal you have in that area? So we've covered family, we've covered finances, we've covered professional. And the fourth area is always going to be health. What's a health goal that you have? What is something you want to do? Is there a new accomplishment? Do you want to be able to lift a certain amount? Do you want more mobility in your body? Do you want to start a health practice that you haven't before, but you thought about, like, I want to start doing yoga 2 times a week. Actually, I think I'm going to use that as my health goal. I think I want to start doing yoga 2 times a week because I do need some help with some mobility and flexibility issues that I experienced based on some car accidents and things I've been in over the years. And so a good goal for me would be to regain some flexibility, mobility in my lower back, and yoga would be great for that. See, real time, you're seeing me work it out. So those are the four areas that I want you to think about when you think about goals. And as far as your big goals, medium goal, I want you to make a self-care goal, making sure you get your 1 hour a day. Make sure, right? Make sure that you get one day a week, at least really, really push it. Make sure that you get one weekend a quarter where you just decompress for that whole weekend. You can go on a staycation, little mini vacation, hop a quick flight, do a quick drive, but get out and give yourself a chance to rejuvenate and renew your mind and your body and strengthen just yourself personally. You know, where's your vacation going to be this coming year? What's your 1 week off going to look like? Because you're going to take 1 week and you're going to do something that's just for you. Again, it could be a staycation. You could be like, I'm going to spend a week at home doing nothing and not talking to nobody because this is where I want to be. I just want to enjoy my space. It could be I'm going on a trip across the country, across the world. Come visit me in Rwanda if you know me in real life like that. Like, come through with the come through. I love having people. Actually had a chance to visit with a woman I knew from Atlanta who happened to be in Kigali for a conference. And that was so much fun, right? That was super dope. So, you know, where are you going? What you doing? How are you celebrating life and self and focusing on renewal for a medium-sized goal? Maybe a medium-sized goal is a smaller health-related thing you want to do. Maybe there's a 5K you want to do. And you used to do 5Ks all the time. And you just haven't done one in a while. And you want to get running back on your schedule regularly. When you think of a medium-sized goal, think of something that will take you no more than maybe 3 months to accomplish. When you think of your big goals, they could take around the same time, but they just have a bigger long-term impact on your life, right? So kind of process it that way. After you pick your goals, right, your, in particular, your big goals, your big 4 to 6 major goals for the year, I want you to go to the next step, which is to walk through what are all the steps to accomplish this goal? What is everything I need to do to get this done? After you get all of your steps, you're going to talk about when you want to, how long each step will take. I'm sorry. So what's the goal? What are the steps to accomplish the goal? How long does each step take? If something you can do in an hour or two, just put that and overestimate, right? Don't underestimate. Don't be like, oh, it should only take me an hour and then it take you two. I would rather you overestimate and find that you have more time in your calendar than underestimate and be scrambling to get something done. So if you think something's going to take you 2 hours, give it at least 3. If you think something's going to take you a week, give it at least 2. Like a week or a minimum of a week and a half. But always build buffer in so that if it takes longer than you thought or you're waiting on someone who only one person can sign and that one person's out of work, whatever you're waiting on, it doesn't throw the rest of you off track because you built in buffer room along the way. After you figure out how long each thing is going to take, backtrack from the date you want it done by. So say there's something I want done by my birthday. My birthday is April 6th. If April 6th is my deadline, I'm going to backtrack from each step in the goal to get my start date. So if the absolute last thing I need to do takes a week, boom, that's what, March 31st, I think. Okay, so then what's the next goal? That takes 2 days, boom, that's going to start by March 29th. What's the next goal? Oh, that takes 3 weeks. Okay, boom. I'm going to go to March 8th. The next, and I'm going to write these in a paper calendar. You all know I prefer a paper calendar. I'm going to write these in my little paper calendar and backtrack my life so that I can know when I need to start in order to hit my due date. When do I need to start in order to make sure I have this done when I want it done? To the best of my ability. We all know that life happens. Sometimes things come up. Sometimes it's not possible, and that's fine. But anything I don't accomplish won't be because I didn't do the work. It will literally be because life happened, and that's it. So backtrack. What are the things that you need to do in order to get to where you're trying to go with the due dates? And after you do that for the first goal, do that for each big goal. And plug it into your calendar and then see kind of what your year is looking like. You want to make sure with your big goals in particular, you don't have them all that you want to get them accomplished around the same time. You don't want to top, you know, load the front part of your year and then you're exhausted by the time summer comes and you don't want to do anything else. You also don't want to backload your year and have everything due in fourth quarter next year. And so, yeah, you had a really easy start at the beginning of the year, but now you're stressed out going into the holidays and everything else. So doing it that way and kind of looking at your year, you get to see, okay, this time is a little light. So this is when I could add in one of my medium goals, or this time is a little light. This is when I'm going to take a vacation. This time is not as heavy. So this is when I can start this thing. But you want to see it laid out. You want to see kind of everything at once so that you can understand how your life may flow in those seasons. And also think about other things that are important to you. My birthday is a national holiday to me. So there is not a lot of other stuff I want to do around my birthday. So I don't plan a lot of things around my birthday. I keep that space light so that I have room to celebrate and be free. Now, these last couple of years, I was in school on my birthday, so I had a little less control over that. I will not be taking classes this coming spring semester. So I don't have to worry about that as much. And I am so grateful. So things like that to consider, right? Maybe there's an important anniversary or celebration coming up. For me, next year in the fall, towards the end of third quarter, beginning of fourth quarter, I have literally three major events, one a month for 3 months. I have my cousin getting married. I have my mom's 60th birthday. I have one of my best friends doing a vow renewal. September, October, November. I'm trying to keep those areas as light and free as possible because I have to do a lot of moving around, a lot of travel to ensure that I'm present for those things, present for those people because they matter to me, and fully available to assist them in what's going on. So that means up until August, I'm gonna probably be doing quite a bit of work to make sure I have space to do less in September, October, and November. And then also my December may have a little bit more in it than I would normally put in it because I'm moving slower during those 3 months right before. But I know that because I'm able to look at my year and put all my important things down. So you want your big goals, you want your medium-sized goals, but then you want those other things that are significant and important. I'm going to take you some time, some energy, and some effort away from you doing other things so that you're not stressed out in the process, because the last thing you want to be is stressed out. Ask me how I know. Okay. After you do that planning and strategizing, look at everything. Oh, for the paper calendar piece, you don't need to buy an expensive planner if you don't use paper planners in general. You can literally print the months off of Microsoft Word or Publisher or PowerPoint, or go buy a little one from the dollar store just so you can see everything written out. I actually like a paper planner, so it works well for me. But if paper planning is not what you typically do, you don't have to invest a lot of money in a paper planner to do this part of preparing for next year, because that doesn't make a lot of sense. Get something basic that helps you kind of see and strategize and have a good idea of what you got popping when, so that you can have the kind of year that you want and so that you create the most space to accomplish your goals. So tell me what you think. Tell me how that goes for you. Tell me how you're feeling in the process. But the focus of this next week is we're going to plan and strategize. If you didn't get a chance to do the review and reflect, do that. Then come back to the planning and strategizing. Because we want to learn the lessons we needed to learn from 2022 to get the most that we can out of 2023. That's all I got, friends. I love you so much. Make it a great day, week, month, year, and do what you need to do to be more than okay, because, well, you deserve to be more than okay. Hey friends, here with the self-care soundtrack for the week. So for the most part, I've still been like really heavily listening to the With All Due Respect podcast. That's Respect with a K. because I had a lot to catch up on. But it's been really good to hear and like listen to how they've processed the life that we've been living the last couple months. And while behind, it's been fun to listen to them in reflection. So I've been mostly listening to that. And then I've been listening to a couple of playlists, some Apple Music playlists from a gentleman who goes by Cool Urban Hippie. I was put together some dope, chill playlists that have helped me get through some work I needed to get done. I had a major paper I wrote last week. 30 pages in the book, 30 plus. I think it may have been 31, 32, but at least 30 pages of writing. And music helped me get through quite a bit of that. And so that's what I was listening to. It wasn't one particular artist, but the Cool Urban Hippie. I want to say it was called like Vibin' Volume 1 and Vibin' Volume 2 were the ones that I was really listening to as I processed through that moment. So that has been the self-care soundtrack. Tell me, what have you been listening to? What do I need to add to my playlist? Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. If you're ready to get started on your own self-care journey and you need some help, check out The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care workbook. You can find it on Amazon.com, and we would love for you to have it to help you in your self-care journey. You can also join us on social media. We have a Facebook group, The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. On Twitter, you can find us at Black Girl Self-Care. And on Instagram, we are Black Girl Self-Care Revolution. So come on over and join us online. Keep the conversation going and stick with us in between episodes. Love you so much. Thank you for joining me today. And I just hope that you have an amazing rest of your day, month, week, year, that it is literally you living your best life. So till next time, be well.